Everybody, and thank you very much for joining me here tonight on America Tonight. That's the name of the program. My name is Bob Long, filling in for Kate Delaney, who is taking a much deserved night off. She is still over in Ireland, and it's my pleasure to spend this time with you here tonight on the broadcast. We're going to be talking about a gamut of things on tonight's show, everything from last night's debate, which continues to dominate the news between President Obama and Republican candidate Mitt Romney. We're also going to be talking in the first hour of the broadcast here to a gentleman who's an expert on national security and military threats facing the United States. In hour number two of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by a musician, a gentleman who has been with many different famous bands in his career, including Steely Dan and the New York Rock and Soul Review. He currently is the lead guitarist for Boz Scaggs, and he has put together a debut album which features, among other folks, Michael McDonald, ex of the Doobie Brothers, Boz Scaggs, and much more. Drew Zing will be my very special guest in hour number two of the broadcast. Also on tonight's show, we're going to be talking some sports. A good friend of mine from Las Vegas will be joining us. He is the host of a national television show all about boxing. It's called In This Corner. And the thing that really separates this show from all the others is my friend, fellow broadcaster, fellow former radio host, is a professional boxer, and he actually gets in the ring. He has done in the ring segments with such legends in the boxing world as Mike Tyson, Smoking Joe Frazier, and just about everybody else in the history of the sport. Matter of fact, he grew up around Muhammad Ali down in Miami, Florida. So that's all on the table, and of course, we're going to be taking lots of your telephone calls at our usual number, which is 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. We'll also have a little bit of fun and ask you some poll questions throughout the night, and we're also going to maybe play a little trivia or two here on the broadcast as well. So we continue to talk a little bit about the debate last night. The pundits have been out in the news today talking about the performance of both the president and Mitt Romney. The consensus, from what I can see, continues to show that Mitt Romney definitely did a much better job than a lot of people expected. It will be interesting to see how the polls bounce in the next week or so. Initial results seems to indicate that a lot of folks that were on the fence or undecided about Romney were surprised by his performance. What do you guys think? 855-266-5283. That's going to be one of the topics here on the agenda tonight. As we go into the weekend, of course, we always like to talk about movies, some of the movies coming out, and some of the sporting events on the table for this weekend. Lots of great NFL games on tap, including the one that we picked last night that we're going to be monitoring for the winners of the regular contest here on the broadcast. Pick that score, and that's going to be the New England Patriots taking on the Denver Broncos in New England come this Sunday. And last night on the broadcast, we took your calls, and we have got all of these scores. Matt Johnson, the producer of the illustrious broadcast here, has all of your picks from last night, so we're going to be monitoring that throughout the weekend. And come Sunday night, Kate will be back to pick the winner of the contest as the Patriots and the Broncos face off up here in my neck of the woods in suburban Boston in Foxborough, Massachusetts. So that's going to be some of the things that we're going to be talking about here on the plate tonight, but we're always up for any of your particular thoughts or comments about anything in the news, whether it be wild or whether it be wacky. It's interesting to see how the news business has changed so much in the last 10 years or so. When you log on today to the online news services such as Yahoo and MSN, it's always interesting to see the kind of unusual stories that that dominate the issues that are trending. I mean, stuff that years ago that never would have made even the back page of a paper are now dominating the headlines, such as the comparisons between cellular phones. I mean, today the iPhone 5 is one of the hottest new electronics in the marketplace, but I noticed trending today on a lot of the on-air online and on-air prep services is Galaxy S, the cell phone, the Android cell phone, how it compares to the iPhone. Another thing that dominated the headlines today up here in my neck of the woods, the firing of Boston Red Sox manager Bobby Valentine after a miserable Red Sox season. Certainly not a surprise for many folks, as the Red Sox had an embarrassing season of 69 wins and 93 losses. It seemed like right from the get-go there was trouble with the Red Sox and Valentine and the players. It seems like he has blamed everybody for the problems of the Red Sox this season, initially blaming the players, the chemistry, then blaming the front office, and most recently blaming some of his coaches and members of the Red Sox management. One writer up here in Boston called it an awkward fit, and I know that Boston, which is a pretty heavy sports community, to say the least, with a lot of all-sports radio stations and a very hungry sports media, really have had a field day beating up Bobby Valentine over the last few months. The Major League Baseball playoff schedule has also been set and ready to go, and we can talk a little bit about that a little deeper into the night as to who you guys think are going to advance into the World Series for 2012. Another story trending high on Yahoo.com today, which is kind of interesting. Maple syrup seized. That's right, maple syrup seized in Quebec. This is a heist of maple syrup. Quebec provincial police have seized a large quantity of maple syrup from an export company in New Brunswick, Canada. So who would believe that stolen maple syrup will be making and trending the grade here in America and North America tonight? Well, we've got a lot to talk about, and we'll also talk about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees. That's all straight ahead right here as America Tonight continues on great radio stations across North America. I'm Bob Long.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Everybody, and thanks so much for joining me here tonight on America Tonight. I'm Bob Long, filling in for Kate Delaney. We open up the America Tonight guest lines with Frank Vernuccio, who is the editor-in-chief of the nationally read New York analysis of policy and government. He has served both in Republican and Democratic administrations. He co-hosts the popular radio program And Nothing But the Truth, and is a frequent guest on both radio news broadcasts across the U.S. and Canada. His columns have appeared in a number of newspapers and internet news sources, and he offers some unique insight into a full range of challenges facing America today. Frank, welcome to America Tonight. How are you doing?
Good. Great to be with you, Bob.
Let's talk a little bit about what you see as the urgent military threats facing the United States that's coming on the heel of the first presidential debate last night. What are we facing here in the U.S. that many of us are not aware of?
Well, at the same time that the United States has sharply diminished the size of its armed forces, the Russians and the Chinese have been going on a absolute shopping spree, building up their armed forces to unprecedented levels. Let's take a look first at what's happened to our armed forces. Back in 1990, the United States Navy had 600 ships. Today we've got 284, the lowest amount since World War I. Mm-hmm. Our Air Force used to have 37 combat wings. Now we've got 20. And there used to be 18 divisions in the Army, and now we're down to 10. At the same time, the Russians have been building up their armed forces with a $732 billion revival, and the Chinese have used all those nice dollars that they've gotten from the United States for all those products we bought to make their armed forces the largest in the world.
That's pretty shocking. Yeah, I've been reading about the Chinese getting their first aircraft carrier. At least it has been in the works. Is that been completed, Frank?
Well, the aircraft carrier is complete. There's still a lot of training that has to be done on it. They haven't actually used it in the sense of putting their airplanes on it and taking off. But the Chinese Navy has now reached a level that threatens us very, very much. The United States Navy was on maneuvers in the Pacific a while back, and a Chinese submarine snuck up and came up right next to our carrier, the USS Kitty Hawk. This was unprecedented. Even the Russians were never able to do that. Now the Chinese are using that Navy to intimidate Japan and to basically steal resources from the Philippines.
Mm. Certainly the state of the U.S. economy can't be helping us in these military matters, Frank. Your comments about that?
Well, you're absolutely right. There's $400 billion in cuts already to the United States military over the next couple of years. And in January, if sequestration takes place, if Congress can't come to a budget deal with the president, an additional $400 billion will also be taken away. Essentially, it'll hollow out the military. And again, the problem is that this is going on at the same time that the Chinese and the Russians have been building up their armed forces to unprecedented levels of strength.
Our telephone number here on America Tonight, if you have a question for our very special guest about military readiness and what's going on here within the global situation with some of the different armed forces such as China and Russia, you can dial into us at our regular number here on America Tonight. So we'd love to hear from you, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Let's talk a little bit about a threat that you see to freedom of speech, which is looming this December. I'm not aware of that, Frank. Tell us about it.
Sure. The United Nations subdivision called the International Telecommunications and Telegraph Section is meeting in Dubai this December to talk about a move or a request by Russia, China, Iran, North Korea, and a few other states, obviously the garden spots of the planet, to exert greater international control over the Internet. One of the reforms that's being discussed would allow a foreign government, let's say China, that is angry with something that is posted about it in another country, say the United States, to sue that person in the United States in an American court for defamation or something similar to that. The chilling effect that would have on freedom of speech, and even in things like this show, if it were posted on the Internet, would be enormous. It would be the greatest threat to First Amendment rights that we've ever seen. And hopefully the United States and several other countries will oppose this, but right now there doesn't seem to be anything about that for coming from the Obama administration to any great measure. So it's something to watch. It's something that is of urgent importance. And anyone who values their freedom of speech, anyone who believes that the Internet should continue to be the greatest advocate of free speech or the greatest source of free speech on the planet, should be very concerned about Dubai in December.
Let's talk about the terrorist threat against the United States. The war on terror has been going on now for more than 11 years. How are we doing in the war on terror, in your assessment, and what are we facing in the years ahead?
Well, in the years following the attack on New York on December, and of course Washington and the field in Pennsylvania, on September 11, 2001, there were no attacks really against the United States of any significant measure. Our CIA, our FBI, and our military were able to thwart those attacks. But, of course, recently, what happened to our embassy on September 11, 2012, succeeded. And part of the reason it succeeded was that the traditional safeguards that the Bush administration had put in place started to become ignored by the Obama administration. It's important to understand the different mindset of the two administrations. The Bush administration saw the terrorist threat as a wartime situation. The Obama administration has seen it as a law enforcement problem. So when you take that mentality of combat out of the equation, you leave yourself open to attacks. Now, killing Osama bin Laden and the drone attacks against the individual Taliban or al-Qaeda leaders is, of course, a good thing. It's a step in the right direction. But it can't be seen as the only part of the equation. As we've withdrawn our forces from Iraq, and as we have announced the withdrawal date in Afghanistan, the forces that originated these terrorist assaults against us going back to 2001 are picking up strength again. The Taliban, al-Qaeda, are coming back with a vengeance as America retreats from the world. And that's going to cause a lot of problems in the near future.
What's your assessment of the current state of affairs in Afghanistan as well as Iraq? The military has pulled out significantly from Iraq, and we hear plans of significant pullback from Afghanistan as well. I mean, is this a war that we can win? What's going on in those two areas of the world, Frank?
Well, certainly we didn't need to leave combat forces of the same size that we had when we fought the war in Iraq, but we did need to keep a sufficient number of troops there to prevent Iranian and terrorist influence from gaining a foothold. And the precipitous withdrawal of American forces from Iraq has allowed Iran and the Taliban, or rather al-Qaeda, to gain influence there. And so the stabilizing influence that we all hoped Iraq, a free government in Iraq, would produce has been lost. The blood and treasure that we wasted, or that we spent in Iraq, now has been wasted because of that precipitous withdrawal. In Afghanistan, the announcement of a withdrawal date in the very near future has again made the folks on the ground in Afghanistan make an equation. Well, if American forces, if NATO forces are leaving, then we're going to be left to the mercy of the Taliban, al-Qaeda. We're going to have to make nice to those folks. And so the progress that was made by Allied troops there is being lost the same way it was lost in Iraq.
How do you see the situation in Iran and some of the possibilities of a conflict with Israel?
What a frightening situation. You know, when Hitler wrote Mein Kampf, he was pretty clear about what he was going to do. The Iranians have made no secret about what they want to do. They want to, I believe in the words of Ahmadinejad, wipe Israel off the map. I have no doubt that they will do that as soon as they possess the means to do so.
Wow. When we come back on the other side, we're going to have more with Frank Nuccio, the editor-in-chief of the nationally read New York Analysis of Policy and Government. You can find out more about Frank by visiting andnothingbutthetruth.com. You're listening to America Tonight. We're live across North America. Don't go away. I'm Bob Long.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Gold Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosad Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams. Been haunted by a million screams. But I can hear the marching feet. They're moving into the street.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. The name of the program is America Tonight. Kate Delaney is your regular host. I'm the official fill-in host here on the broadcast, Bob Long. It's a pleasure to spend this time with you. And we have a very special guest talking to us all about national security. Is Frank Nuccio, Vernuccio. And we're taking your telephone calls at our regular number, which is 855-266-5283. Before we go back and talk to Frank a little bit more about the situation in Iran, let's go to our first caller. It's Tomas in Michigan. Tomas, welcome to America Tonight. How are you?
Well, thank you very much. How are you tonight, man?
I'm doing fine. Give us your thoughts.
You got this weapons expert on there tonight, too, with you, huh?
Mm-hmm. Sure do. What do you think about what he's saying?
I have a question. It seems to me that, and I just want to get both of your opinions on this idea that I have, but if, in my opinion, if Obama wins, this would force Israel to take quicker and more drastic action because they would see themselves as without an ally, whereas if Romney wins, I think they could take more time because they think they'd have somebody else in their corner also. what do you two guys think about that?
Frank, what do you think?
Tomas, I think you're bringing up a great point. Israel is a very small country. It's about one nuclear bomb away from destruction. And if, in fact, Obama gets reelected with his relatively softer position on Iran in terms of their getting a nuclear weapon, Israel will, of course, feel very, very threatened and will feel the need to act.
What do you think there, buddy?
Yeah, I definitely think, reading today from some of the reaction to the debate, I noticed that a lot of countries were a little bit more nervous about the fact that Governor Romney did as well as he did in the first debate. So I would tend to agree with Frank. What's your personal thoughts about the situation, Tomas?
I believe that Israel is ready to take out as much of Iran as they want, and I think they're going to surprise people. They've always lived by surprising people. Remember when the hostages were taken deep into Africa, Uganda? No one thought that little Israel would be able in any way, shape, or form to rescue them. Because they were so far away, and they figured out a way to refuel a C-130 and fly it at low levels and figure out what radars were covering. And I just want to ask the expert's name again? Frank.
It's Frank Vernuccio.
Yeah, Frank, have you ever heard of the Davy Crockett nuclear weapon?
I've heard of it, but frankly, I don't recall very much about it.
Well, it was active in 1960. It was developed in the 50s, and it was a nuclear warhead fitted onto a recoilless rifle, which is just a real long, big bazooka. That's
as a matter of fact, now I recall it was an artillery piece called, I think, the Long Tom at the time. What's interesting about it is that while the United States abandoned pretty much the concept of theater nuclear weapons, or actually reduced any kind of dependence on them, the Russians went ahead full bore on it. Right now, the Russians have about a 10-to-1 advantage in battlefield nuclear weapons, such as you're describing, against the United States. And that advantage was actually cemented in stone pretty much by the new START treaty. Good point.
Well, right. Well, this Davy Crockett weighed 50 pounds, and this is half a century ago. I did some drilling down on that, and some of the scientists that worked on it said they had gotten them down to 10-inch diameters. If they could get them that small. I'm not a physicist, a nuclear physicist, but if back in the days when there were no cell phones and there were no laptops, they could build a 50-pound nuclear bomb, I'd be willing to bet some money. There are some very, very small and powerful explosives that can be taken into a country almost impossible to detect because of their size. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Israelis are leading in this type of technology. And I wouldn't be surprised if they would utilize some of this technology if they had to go after Iran.
That's
very
a valid
good
point.
Very good point, Tomas. We thank you very much for the call. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. If we think the unthinkable and that type of situation goes down, we do see some sort of conflict between the Israeli government and the Iranian government. Frank, what do you foresee happening in the Middle East, rather? Is this going to be a kind of a domino effect, or what would you anticipate happening?
I would anticipate that just at the point where Iran is about ready to mount a nuclear weapon onto their Scud missiles, that Israel would take action. What happens in the aftermath, it's difficult to tell, particularly if the United States is not willing to assist. Israel has an enormously powerful armed force, but it has one major problem, and that's resupply. while the Israeli armed forces can probably take out any competitor in the first couple of weeks of battle, after that, because of the small size of the country and a relatively small industrial base, they're going to need resupply from the West, particularly the United States. If the United States is not willing to do that, then the Israelis are in very, very deep trouble.
Again, if anybody has any comments, we'd love to hear from you at 855-266-5283. Frank, tell us about your website and nothingbutthetruth.com.
Well, actually, the website that folks might find more information about the topics we're talking about tonight is my publications website, which is can be found at usagovpolicy.com. And in fact, if your listeners would like a free subscription to our newsletter, just send your email to usgovpolicy, that's usgovpolicy, at gmail.com, and we'll be glad to send them a free subscription.
Oh, that's great. So that's usgovpolicy.com. And free
subscription. USGovPolicy at gmail.com is the email address. They could send their email address too, and we'll have a free subscription for them there.
Excellent.
To read past articles, you can go to usagovpolicy.com, and you can read all of our stuff there.
Wonderful. And you've been doing your radio program and Nothing But the Truth for how long?
A number of years, about 3 years now, and the response has been great. What is interesting is that great shows like yours, Bob, and ours, really tries to give out the information without the filter of the major media and kind of the left-wing bias of the major media. And the real facts, when they're out there, are dangerous things. We saw the debate last night that when the two candidates were able to address the people directly, the results were somewhat different than they were in the past when everything had to go through the filter of the major networks or the big newspapers. The people got a look at what the candidates really stood for, and I think that's a great thing. And that's what we try to do on our radio show and in our publication as well.
What do you think, Frank, here? I mean, we've been talking about terrorists eventually getting a hold of a nuclear weapon. Some people say it's inevitable. Do you think that in the next 10 years, 20 years, that's definitely a possibility? Or do you think that our government will remain vigilant and strong enough to keep terrorists at bay before they get a weapon of mass destruction?
Well, the problem isn't so much our government, although there's a lot more we could be doing for cybersecurity. The problem is there is a lot of nuclear information and capability that's being developed in the nations that have been favorable to the terrorists. We've just talked about Iran getting a nuclear weapon. I would not be particularly confident that the Iranians would keep that weapon, that technology, away from terrorist organizations. We know that Pakistan has a nuclear weapon as well, and we certainly can't be confident that the Pakistanis would keep that weapon away from groups like Al-Qaeda or the Taliban. So the prospects for nuclear danger in the future are unfortunately very, very great.
Frank, I remember reading a piece that you did a little while back about, as you say, internet security and breaching of some of the United States government's security, that the Chinese have been very active in trying to get the nuclear codes and kind of get into the Pentagon and the inner workings of the White House. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, Bob, the revelation came out this week that the Chinese hackers have managed to get into the White House military office computer, which, frighteningly enough, controls the football. That's the device that the president always has near him, which controls our nuclear arsenal. Now, fortunately enough, they were stopped at the gate. They didn't get into the computer totally. They weren't able to make any changes or do any damage or get any control. But they're going to keep trying. You know, we have this romantic image of computer hackers being a pimply-faced kid, but in this case, it's an entire government and a very well-financed government that's doing it.
Wow. Frank, very interesting. Everybody check out his website and email him for that free newsletter. Frank Vernuccio, thank you very much for being a part of America Tonight.
Great being with you, Bob. Thank you.
Straight ahead, we're going to talk about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and more. This is America Tonight. I'm Bob Long.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world.
Camel milk has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company?
You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Welcome back, everybody. The music of Robert Palmer and Bad Case of Loving You here on America Tonight. This is the program hosted by Kate Delaney, and I'm Bob Long filling in for Kate, as I do from time to time. Kate has taken some deserved time off. She has done some broadcasting a little bit earlier this week from Ireland, and it's my pleasure to spend some time with you here tonight. We talk about everything on this program, from politics to music to sports, and we're going to continue that right now as we talk a little bit about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees, always a controversial topic because everybody wants to see their personal favorite inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Ever been there? I've been there once. I did a broadcast from a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, Ohio. It's a very cool building architecturally, and it's a very cool place to visit. Matter of fact, Sirius XM has a radio studio that's built right into the building, and they do a show from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame every day on their 60s on 6 channel. But the nominees came out today. According to Joel Persman, the president and CEO of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Foundation, acknowledged the extreme variety of this year's nominees class in a Thursday press release. A group of 600 artists, music historians, and members of the industry will choose the 2013 inductees. They will be honored on April 18th in Los Angeles, California. So here's some of the nominees that are on the list. Rush, the Canadian rock band, Deep Purple, Public Enemy, and NWA are among the group of first-time nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They join returnees Hart, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Randy Newman, Donna Summer, and Kraftwerk among 15 artists vying for the entry. Even in the iPod age, the list of nominees up for induction is eclectic as they come. The nominees differ widely in sound, origin, and influence, ranging from the enduring progressive rock of the Canadian Rush, Canadian trio Rush, and Procol Harum. Remember that band from the 1960s with a wider shade of pale, to German techno-electrical. Proto-electronica act Kraftwerk, the disco of the band Chic and Donna Summer, to the New Orleans funk of the Meters and the blues of Albert King and the Paul Butterfield Blues Band. Some of these nominees have been up for grabs for quite a few years now. I'll talk about that in a moment. Motown is also represented in the 2013 nominees list with a first ballot entry presented by the Marvelettes. But some of the ones that have been on the ballot that haven't made the cut in the past, it's the sixth time on the ballot for Donna Summer, a native of my neck of the woods here, born Donna Grimes in Dorchester, Massachusetts. But it's her first since her recent death back in May at the age of 63. Chic is on the ballot for the seventh time since 2003. Chic, to me, was a great band. It was founded by two gentlemen, Nile Rodgers and Bernard Edwards. They not only had this disco band that had quite a few hits in the late 70s and early 80s, such as Good Times and Le Freak and I Want Your Love, but they went on to produce many other folks, most notably in 1982. They produced David Bowie and the album Modern Love with his big hit song there, Let's Dance, and Bernard and his partner also went on to produce a great album from, among others, Diana Ross, who had a couple of big hit songs written by them, including Upside Down and I'm Coming Out. They were also responsible for the band Sister Sledge, if you remember that. But it's the sixth time they've been on the ballot. I don't know if there's a cutoff, but I think, you know, in the disco era, certainly Chic was one of the best bands of its day. Those guys were great musicians, and I know that one of the two gentlemen has passed away, I believe. Bernard Edwards continues, but Nile Rodgers has passed on a number of years ago, but I remember them fondly. Being a disc jockey that played a lot of that music, I consider them Rock and Roll Hall of Fame worthy. Another gentleman that I've always been a proponent for being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you could make an argument for many people who are not in there, is one of my all-time favorites, Boz Scaggs. And coming up in hour number two of the broadcast, we are going to be joined by a gentleman who is presently in Boz's band, Drew Zing, who's an incredible guitarist. And we're going to hear all about Drew's forthcoming debut solo album, which is going to be officially launched on the 1st of November. And it's an all-star project. Can't wait to talk about that with Drew. Also, would love to hear any of your particular nominees that belong in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that presently are not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Our telephone number is 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Stevie Nicks is another one that I know is lobbying heavily to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Stevie is also trying to get her former bandmate in Fleetwood Mac, Bob Welch, who was with Fleetwood Mac in the early 1970s, was one of the members that didn't receive induction into the Hall of Fame as being part of Fleetwood Mac, interestingly enough. Of course, Bob Welch had a couple of hit songs himself in the 1970s, including a song called Sentimental Lady, which was actually done by the band Fleetwood Mac during Bob Welch's tenure, as well as another song called Ebony Eyes. But would love to talk to you about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Have you ever been there? Are there any artists that you think should be in the Hall of Fame that are not in the Hall of Fame? 855-266-5283. And who do you think of this group from 2013 are likely to get in? Rush, Deep Purple, Public Enemy, and NWA are among the group of first-time nominees, along with returnees such as Heart, Joan Jett, Randy Newman, and Donna Summer. I predict Donna Summer will get in. Again, there's been a little bit of hesitancy to induct some of the stars of let's say, the disco era, but to me, the 1970s was such a rich, full time of music. There was something for everybody's taste in the 1970s. Not only did you have disco in the 1970s, but you also had the emergence of punk and new wave. You also had the emergence of many of the great classic rock artists that went on to have great success in the 1980s. But really got their start in the 1970s. When you think of any artist that really was huge in the 1970s, Bruce Springsteen came out of the 1970s. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers came out of the 1970s. Queen came out of the 1970s. There's an amazing number of folks that have came out of the 1970s. And yet the 1970s always seems to get the short end of the stick when people look back at decades of music history, because of a lot of people were not fond of the disco music. But that was the interesting part of being a part of radio back in those days, and also in the early 1980s, unlike today's radio stations when they play the top 40. It tends to be all the same type of music, pop music. But back in the 1970s, you could have on the same chart Barry Manilow and Led Zeppelin. You could have on the same chart Debbie Boone and Boston. You could have on the same chart the Ramones and Billy Joel. So to me, it was a different era and a real rich era of music. Music is very much part of my passion and part of my radio history. So that's what we're going to be talking about in hour number two of the broadcast, as we shine the spotlight on Drew Zing. If you don't know about Drew Zing, I want you to stick around and hear this guy's story and listen to his songs. This is America Tonight. I'm Bob Long.
Hey, we got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rules all at the same time.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126.